Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don Lemon. Make him think, Don Lemon, from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here to tell you, if you missed my show last night, you really missed a good one. We had what I believe, I think what I know, was the best conversation so far on television about the use of the N-word. This time the conversation was sparked by Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity members at the University of Oklahoma using it in a racist chant. And then the fraternity's house mother repeating the word several times while singing rapper Trinidad James's song, well, trying to sing it at least, Trinidad James's song, All Gold Everything.
I'm asking you because initially people said that you defended her, right?
I didn't defend it. It's just in general, I'm way more focused on those students on the bus. That's what I'm focused on.
That was way more egregious because...
That hurt.
But if
that hurt.
That was Trinidad James on my show last night. So here's the question. Should a little old white lady, or anybody for that matter, be allowed to use the word even if they're singing it in a song?
Well, Don, what I want to ask the world and what I want to ask all the rappers that we've been doing this forever, just in general, when you go to a show and you're performing your songs and you've sold out, you know, like shouts out to Big Sean, he just sold a great album. You got Kendrick Lamar album just dropped last night. It's great. The first opening line on Kendrick Lamar's new album is Every Nigga's a Star.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Or Niggas Impaired. Yeah.
Some of the biggest songs ever use it. So when you go to your show and you're performing, I've never seen an artist stop the show like, oh, you guys can't use this word. So it's just in general to get to the nitty-gritty at the bottom of this, If we have a problem with the word and it's going to continue to cause things, we should eliminate the word, period. Mm-hmm. Because if we're going to use the word, then people are going to use the word.
I agree. Totally agree.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
What about my you, guess?
Eliminate the word.
The word ain't going nowhere.
I would also like the word to, the other word to be pronounced as ask.
That ain't gonna tell you.
Okay. You accent too much right now.
Okay, I'm accenting.
You might as well go to sleep, little sister.
Hey, by the way,
that ain't changing either.
I should have given a warning because we used the word last night. We said we can't talk about it or discuss it if we don't actually say what
actually
we're talking
say
about.
Actually say it, yeah.
Right. My guest, Ben Ferguson, who happens to be white, he thinks that everybody, like you guys, should just stop using the word. But Mark Lamont Hill? Mark Lamont, the genie's out of the bottle. We'll talk about that. Let's listen to it and then we can discuss. But Mark Lamont Hill, who, by the way, is black, says certain people should be able to use it.
What I'm saying is that the N-word isn't divisive. White supremacy is divisive. Slavery was divisive. That's the problem. And maybe, just maybe, it's not white people's position to tell black people what to say. I might see Trinidad James on the street and call him my nigga. You know why? Because he is my nigga. And the difference between Trinidad James and you is that Trinidad James has to deal with the same oppressive situations. He's born into a world where anti-black racism prevails. He lives in a world where police still might shoot him on the street no matter how much money he has. We share a collective condition known as nigga. White people don't. I'm not saying it should be a legal for white people to use it. I'm saying y'all shouldn't want to use it given everything that's happened after 400 years of exploitation and institutional racism.
Ben,
I'm with him.
Yeah, well, you think because you talk.
I'm with him.
That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense at all. The word is floating out there. It's in songs. It's in music. We greet each other with it. And if you think white people aren't going to pick the word up, you're wrong. Ask me another question.
So, is he preaching? He was preaching last night. He dropped the mic. But is he preaching to the converted? Are the people who really need to hear that message deeply, are they willing or big enough to hear what he's actually saying? I think we use it way too much. And
no,
I think
he is
preaching to the converted. I think most people
I agree with you there.
But I don't think
just because we use it gives white people the right to use it because they like he said, they don't have our conditions. They didn't.
But even people who use it, Tom, don't even understand our conditions.
White people don't even look at it like that. They say, okay, because you use it in a song, I can use it anywhere I want to.
And if I buy the song that you're using it in, I'm not allowed
to
sing.
And I'm selling it, you're paying me?
And I'm not allowed to sing the song?
She's 84 years old. She wrote me. She said, Don, I sing Johnny Cash. She goes, I hate that word. She says, I'm not racist. She says, he's 84. She says, I sing Johnny Cash. If I buy someone's album or record and I like Trinidad James, why can't I sing? I sing Johnny Cash. I sing other people. Why can't I sing the words in his song?
And who do you think's buying the N-word music the most?
White people. And I think that we as black people, a lot of us don't even understand our condition. We don't know our condition and still use the word. So I don't know how we expect white people to do the same thing when we're doing such harm to each other using the word.
I don't think we should ban anything. This is America. We don't ban things. But what I think is people say we've taken the power back. I think we've actually, as black people, given the power away by fetishizing that word. I think we've traded it in for some. I don't know what it is, but if we didn't use it so much, we could truly be outraged when people use it, and there would be more of a defined reason why we're outraged.
But it seems
more
weird
of a
that we use it the most and we're offended.
It's
the most.
Become That's boiled funny. Down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use it. I mean, you know, I said my example the other day was we sing "These Hoes Ain't Loyal." I'm in the club. I see women singing that all the time. Who do you think he's talking about?
And we call each other the B word. We call each other all of this and don't understand the power and the damage that these
words
do.
Does that make you misogynist because you do that, or are you just singing a song?
Okay.
Depending on where you are.
Both.
If you're in the shower, you're just singing the song.
All right, Don.
When we come on the Don Lemon show, it's a whole different matter.
Good job, my N-word.
Y'all are all my N-word.